What suffering! In Proverbs 22, verse 6, we read, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it." Proverbs 22:6. Bring up children in the training and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 4. Spare the rod and spoil the child. Oh, what an important element child training and correction is in the realm of mankind. And how we lament the indoctrination of humanity by this world's system. What an important factor child training is for the maturing of the believer. Oh, but how we lament the chastening of the Lord as he seeks to mature his own. Suffering is a word with many meanings. Each understands suffering differently. What is intense suffering to one is not considered to be much suffering by another. Some suffer with little apparent distress. Others suffer intolerable agonies. The Lord knows his own, and to each he brings that measure of training required. He brings each one to their point of distress, to bring each to a knowledge of himself. Whatever form of suffering God's training takes, it will do his work in each one. We should not kick against the pricks of our own child training and chastening. We should not scorn the child training and chastisement he gives to others. The Lord knows his own, and to each he brings that measure of training required. But let us no longer regard suffering as penalties, punishment, or judgments. The Lord knows his chosen ones, and he will deal with each believer appropriately. The Lord chooses his way and his time to bring many sons to glory. The Lord selects suffering that will bring his children to the fullness of Christ, and, like their Lord, to make their salvation perfect through sufferings. Oh, some are blessed to discover the treasures of Christ through the hour of suffering. He comforts us in all our sufferings, so that we can comfort others who suffer, so that we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. It is as each of his own reach the extremity of their own suffering and pain, that each discover that Christ alone is all they need and all they desire. It is only as his own discover the comforts of Christ through chastisements that each arrives at his own deeper understanding of Paul's exhortation, that through suffering these bodies of ours constantly share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. The fruit of suffering and training is the drawing closer and nearer to Christ. The outworking of sufferings are the benefit this closeness to him gives to others. The learning and knowledge of Christ in a life is through the school of suffering. The exercise and outworking of Christ in a life is enhanced and refined through trials. Paul reckons we should embrace trials, for the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The whole universe, the whole creation of God, is to derive benefit from our pain. The whole of creation is waiting for the time when our suffering in this world is over. For like us, the whole creation is in bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. So the whole creation eagerly awaits for the revealing of the sons of God. As we track through this mortal life, there are times his training seems futile and hard. And as we face the daily trial and pain of life, we sometimes wonder, what is the point? So what is the point of child training, his chastisements and our sufferings? Well, child of God, he tells us, spare the rod and spoil the child. Bring up a child in the way he should go. Bring up children in the training and admonition of the Lord. As parents and grandparents, we know only too well the end result of a child that is not disciplined and trained in the admonition of the Lord. How much more does God know? How much more does God know the benefits that we derive from his training? God knows the end from the beginning. He knows even the pain we must endure, will produce for us eternal fruit. Our schooling here on this little plot, in this world, is to derive universal benefit. Suffering now produces fruit of righteousness for later. Kicking against the pricks now will invalidate your present life service. Oh, let us in this life accept his child training, his chastenings, our sufferings, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the suffering of the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, yes, Jesus, though he was a son, learnt obedience by the things that he suffered.